Welcome to B-Movie Mania 2019. I am your host, everyone's favorite B-Movie Maniac, Michael Hayes. And I just watched the B-Movie again with a couple B-experts. You may recognize his name from last year and maybe all his B-accomplishments that he's done. We have Jeff Alvarez.
Yes, it's really great to be here.
Is that a B pun already?
It's really great to be here already.
With two E's?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And also, with us joining us this time is Tracy Evans.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. What?
Well, are we going to... Like, are we going to go over the fact that we've already watched this movie, or is that not...
Yeah, well,
or
we
am
did...
I not supposed to talk about the fact that we've already watched this movie, and you didn't apparently like my take on...
I loved your take.
Bees?
No, I did.
Something? Like, I'm not really a bee expert?
No, I know. See, so I just thought it would be fun to do it again, and then maybe bring in another bee expert.
A better bee expert.
Maybe.
You know,
we'll
I'm feeling a lot of tension.
Well,
I just had to get that out, and now that it's done...
That's fair.
We can move on.
Okay.
Because that's the kind of person I am. I can move on after being wronged by a friend.
Is that another bee pun? Are you being wrong?
I will never intentionally do a bee pun, I don't think.
Was that one?
Because it'll be so bad.
No. Okay, cool. Well, anyway...
Sorry.
It's all right. No, I understand you're sensitive...
Well, it's one thing to understand, it's another thing to... Well, anyways, go on.
Well, much like a bee, from what I've learned in this movie, bees have feelings. I think... Does he have feelings in this movie?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and no bee's life is less significant than a human's life.
That's true. Every bee is just like a human, and they can fall in love.
Yeah
they can humans. Communicate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. With their mouths.
Yeah.
Not just the dance.
No. The dance, though, apparently, yeah, they can dance in this movie. They can dance and then contact each other with, like, a hive mind kind of thing. So, yeah, B-movie. Jerry Seinfeld's, I forget what year it was that he made it.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, right?
I gotta say, like, I've seen this movie a few times now, and I think the movie has, like, an arc of, like, likability. The first time I watched it, I hated this movie, and then the second time I watched it, I was like, there's some good bits here, and there's, like, a, you know, why not have, like, seven plots in the movie, and, like,
that's true.
Like, just, it's really abrupt, and I was like, maybe it's genius, maybe it's great, and then today I watched it, and, yeah, I don't know, it's on its downward, it's...
You had less fun
peak.
This time.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. How about you, Tracy? What's your history with B-movie?
This is probably my fourth time watching it.
Okay.
And I've loved it every single time, and it's hilarious and just ridiculous. And it has, you know, it starts with him, you know, picking a job or wanting to pick a job, and then at the end of the movie, he gets the job.
He does get the job.
Yeah.
That feels like an afterthought, though.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, because he starts out... The movie starts with him graduating after being alive for 3 days, and then he quits before he gets a job or something. Like,
he doesn't ever get a job.
No, yeah, because they're looking at... Yeah, okay, what were these jobs? It was like crud picker was a prevalent one.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think crud picking is?
That's a good question. I don't know what a crud
is. Is there crud in honey? Like, do they have to filter the honey?
I mean, if you think of, like, honey crystallizes, so
yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Like a...
And I guess there's, like...
Why are they picking it? Are they picking it out of the honey?
Or maybe the...
I think.
Like, pollen gets, like, certain, like, particles of pollen get stuck.
Yeah, right? Or, like, there's...
I mean, she's supposed to be the bee expert.
Well, you
I
too,
I would try
though.
And talk about this, like, from a bee expert perspective, but
yeah.
What do you care?
Well,
Mikey?
I do care. I mean, that's why I have two on now. Two bee experts to really give...
Mm.
You know, to cover all the bases.
Mm-hmm. You're a crud picker.
I thought it was interesting that there was a stunt bee.
Oh, yeah, the one that has to get all the testing?
Oh, yeah, that is what stunt bee...
Was that what he was?
I was just like, what is a stunt bee?
Or was that in the credits?
No.
Oh.
But it was one of the
part of the job. It might not have been that, because that would be like a testing thing, right? There's a bee that tests all the stuff for, like...
Like a parachute.
Yeah, like a parachute, or like if a helmet helps him not get smashed by newspaper or something. Like, that's a job.
That's totally a stunt bee.
That probably a stunt bee. But, like, what? That job is rough, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you test the helmet and it doesn't work, you die, mm-hmm. right? That's how bees die.
But then somebody else gets the other job. That's
true.
Helping.
Right.
Circle of life.
A lot of bees. Also, how long do they live?
I don't know. You're the bee expert.
No, I'm not. What do you care if I, even if I am?
I do care. I care very much. They don't last long, I guess, right? Bees don't live all that long.
So you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'll be a crepe picker. I don't have to do it all that long.
Yeah,
does it feel like a lifetime to them?
I mean, it literally is defined as their lifetime, so probably. yeah, so I don't know what else. So,
should we talk about the accuracy of the movie?
That's thank you for bringing that up. How accurate do you find the bee movie to be in terms of relation to actual bees?
Not at all.
None?
No.
Now, if I remember right, last time we were on here, at least last bee movie episode, Jeff here, the bee expert. Another, I mean, not along with you, but then he was the bee expert, only bee expert on, did say that the hive inside of the beehive in the movie is very close to how it looks inside of a regular beehive.
All right, so am I going to dive in too hard on the bee facts right now?
Give it. All the bee facts.
I'm just a bee expert.
I know you are.
A hive, like, is not like that on the inside,
no?
Okay? Bees are fucking filthy. The hive is disgusting. It's sticky. We're talking about honey.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's filthy, it's disgusting, it's dark and dank in there.
It looked really nice in the
really
movie.
Really well lit. There was, like, purple and stuff
There was some good color concepts going on.
No. Like, bees are filthy.
There was a Tesla.
The hives are filthy.
Yeah. Do they have roller coasters, at least?
Mm-hmm. And then I said that, and then you were like, you know what? Maybe we'll record this podcast.
Well,
maybe we'll do this again.
See, you're looking at this as kind of a like a punishment.
Did you think that? Well, I mean, I'm not sure it's a punishment. I don't know what it would mean if, like, in a normal, like, in my day-to-day job, what it would mean if, like, I failed at something, and my boss said, "All right, good try." Like, we're still, you know, friendly together, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have someone else do this, but I want you to come along. Like, I want you to kind of watch and learn, and see. I don't know what that would feel like,
but I
think I'm learning.
Good. Well, we should always be learning.
Yeah. But yes, I mean, that was the weird thing about this movie, actually, is because there's weird things in there about how, like, the, you know, the humans are interacting and speaking with the bees,
mm-hmm.
But then the hive itself was incredibly accurate in almost every way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know, textbooks-wise, like, we haven't really seen inside of a beehive that accurately since, like, the 50s, so that's a more of a 50s depiction, plus, you know, of course, you know, the whole movie is very 50s based, like, all these men having, these bee men having all the jobs, where in reality, like, you know, female bees are the ones who have the prominent jobs, and then the male bees are just around really to procreate, so, you know, bees are, you know, this bee movie is, like, from the 50s, but then, you know, actual bees are looking toward the future.
That's, you know, I feel kind of shitty because you just brought up the fact that it is all men bees working, and I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad that I didn't notice that. So.
And male bees don't have stingers either.
They don't?
No, female bees do because they're the ones who leave.
Oh, so that's an inaccuracy in the movie then, for sure.
Yeah. And you knew that, of course, other bee expert, huh, Jeff?
What do you care what I knew?
That's fair.
I care what you know.
Thank you.
Well, okay, so there's actually a lot of stuff this movie tries to talk about as well. Like, I mean, that's just an inaccuracy, but there are other political platforms that this film brings up. A lot of things about smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And socialism, I guess, or something, or capitalism in some sort of way it's talking.
Definitely racism.
They bring up some racism blatantly at some point.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because I don't think any cast members are probably, I think it's all white dudes as the cast, except for Renee Zellweger. Oh yeah, Chris Rock is in it. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
Which is also inaccurate, because male mosquitoes also don't suck blood. Only female mosquitoes
do. What the fuck is, they're just.
I know, they're all over the place.
We should remake.
It's like, they're like, well, like, the females are actually the ones that suck blood, but we're not gonna cast a female into our cartoon.
True.
Yeah.
Let's get Chris Rock.
It'll
be fine.
You know what? Let's call Paul Feig. He should remake B-Movie with a female cast and make it more accurate.
AOC can, like, play the B.
Would it be more, like, would a male, like, a human male fall in love with a female B? Would that be a thing?
I guess. Or it could be anyone.
How do you guys feel sexually toward bees?
That's a good question.
Well, I've never thought of it. But thinking about it, if the bee had, you know, if a bee had some big blue eyes, I might be down to clown. Right? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to get to know the bee. I mean, that's what I liked about the romance in the story, was they had a nice coffee on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful setting. I could see how you could kind of get swept off your feet. I'm not going to rule it out.
That's a good point.
I'm actually very curious about that coffee scene, because throughout his entire life, and mind you, Barry is only 4 days old at this point.
Yes, yes.
You know, has he ever had coffee? And if not, did the caffeine, like, was this all just a fever dream?
Yeah, I actually had a weird, probably.
Yeah, and
the
there's
movie,
a lot of weird drug references throughout the movie,
yeah,
actually, too.
I kind of remember there being a scene where he has the coffee and then he's, like, jittery. But there wasn't, right? He's just fine with it. He's just drinking his coffee. So I think I added that memory that doesn't exist. Because it would be that case. And why not? A jittery bee would be, I mean, it wouldn't be a good bit. There's no good bits in the movie, technically.
Is honey good in coffee?
Probably, yeah.
It's never tried that.
It sweetens it up. It's natural.
It's a sweetener.
Yeah.
Just have it with some milk and honey.
Right, mm-hmm. Afternoon, have a nice afternoon coffee. Put some honey in there.
Mm-hmm. It has a nice little flavor to it, too. So, yes.
You're just saying yes? You don't know?
Yeah, I've had it.
Okay. Oh, you have had
it? I've had honey in my coffee, yeah. It's good.
When? When did you have it?
When?
Do people do this?
Yeah.
Am I just missing out?
You go to any coffee shop, there's some honey there.
For tea?
Yeah, but you could put it in your coffee.
Now, did you get this honey from actual bees, or did you get it from a manufacturer?
I got it from Ray Liotta.
Yeah, it was Ray Liotta.
he provided the honey for me. But he is a bad fella.
Yeah.
They cast him in such a negative light.
Yeah. It's not him,
he
right?
He looks so evil.
It's gotta be someone doing an impression.
The, like, evil laugh, like, when he's in the court is amazing.
It's... I mean, that's a good bit, I guess. Maybe that bit's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That and John Goodman in it is really good, as the Southern lawyer is pretty funny.
I'm it!
What exactly is your relationship to that woman?
We're friends.
Good friends?
Yes.
How good do you live together?
Wait a minute. This isn't
Are
about...
Are you a little bedbug?
But yeah, okay, so this movie has, like, 10 different plots in it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite plot?
I just like the transitions from one plot to the next.
Transition or sudden turn?
Yeah,
sudden
it's just
turn.
U-turn.
Yeah.
I really love Ken throughout the whole movie. He is the voice of reason.
Oh, the angry boyfriend?
Yeah. This bee is living my life. Accurate.
Oh, yeah, good old Ken. Yeah, you're kind of thinking like, oh, I'm not supposed to like this guy. And, I mean, he is a dick, but he is the voice of reason. Yeah, he's it's a bee, what are you doing? And, I mean, I think anyone would feel encroached on if another species...
I mean, besides that, you don't cancel yogurt night, especially when it's bubblegum yogurt.
Yeah, was it bubblegum yogurt? Oh, man.
I've just never... Why would he blame the bee?
What do you mean?
Like, Ken, that's his name, Ken?
Yeah.
He blames the bee. It's not his fault. Like,
it's just kismet.
It'd be like me blaming Tracy for being a bee expert on the second podcast. It's not her fault. She's highly knowledgeable in her subject area.
Mm-hmm.
She's a SME, right? Subject matter expert.
Sure.
You're the one that I'm, like, going to project my anger towards,
well,
right? I mean, we need to stop blaming the people that are oppressed and start blaming the oppressors, you know? And, like, turn that...
So you're saying Vanessa was the actual bad guy in this whole movie?
Yeah, I mean, she's, like, out there like a floozy with this bee... Just sitting in Ken's seat.
Well, yeah, he was sitting
in Ken's seat. I mean, like, you're a bee. You're gonna sit down and have dinner. It's not his fault.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Anyways.
Well, hey, we got some calls in on the buzz line. So why don't we see what these are about, and we can see, you know, see what's up.
Yeah, hi, Mike. This is Paul Brooks from B-Movie Mania Presents Dark Hollywood. I wanted to get you and your B-experts take on this thing I was thinking about in relation to bees. Obviously, we know that the United States government closely controls and monitors birds, whether or not birds are in the air, where birds are, and how many birds there are at any given time in any given area of the United States. And so I was thinking, well, does it really, are bees that much different? Is it possible that the United States government is also controlling the bee population, and maybe that's why they seem to be dwindling, when really they're not, when really they're just in a top secret facility somewhere? And the reason for that, you know, would be that they want to get the general population on all this high fructose corn syrup and processed sugar and all this horrible stuff, as opposed to letting people indulge themselves with natural honey and, you know, get them all hopped up on diabetes and everything. So I just wanted to get you and your two bee experts that you got there, Jeff or whoever, whatever their names is, Tracy, Jeff, whatever, and see if you thought that might be the case with the bees. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, caller. So guys, as the bee experts, are bees basically birds?
No.
No?
But what? I would definitely say bees are probably kept in a high security facility.
Really? I think so, huh? Like, is that why they're dwindling? The numbers, they're just catching them and keeping them caged up?
Or bees are aliens, and that they're just going off to their own planet.
Oh.
That's why they're so drastically different from us.
Maybe Nibiru isn't a secret extra planet. Maybe Nibiru is actually a hive full of bees.
But like different hives.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one queen, she would get exhausted.
No, she'd be tired of pumping them out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised Paul is this paranoid about the bees.
No?
No. Well, I mean, I was raised in a similar like value system as Paul is now, and I know Paul, so Paul is like a really devout Christian, and fundamentalist evangelical Christians these days are really paranoid about the government. So of course he's like, oh, like, you know, the government is in all the bees, you
mm-hmm.
know, like,
yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't surprise me, but like, jeez, you gotta just at some point grow up, right? I mean, come on, Paul.
Do you think Paul
God
is
dead.
About Beegis or Beegis?
Beegis? What did they say? Yeah. Oh, Bejesus is
yeah,
what they asked.
Bejesus. It's a good bit.
That's in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got another question here that was submitted through B-mail, and it's from Caitlin, and the question is...
Is that different than the buzz line?
Yeah, because there's B-mail uh-huh. where you can send in your questions, and then there's the buzz line, which you call in on
you
the telephone.
Too.
Yeah.
Are there any other modes of... Sorry.
Okay.
Any other modes of communication that you
yeah.
use?
Well, there's...
Do you have, like, a chatbot?
I wish.
Should go chatbot.
There's snail mail.
It's all about AI right now, Mikey.
We tend to miss the snail mail because it's a different kind of animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is the bee mail actually delivered by bees?
It is. That's why it's so quick. No,
it's adorable too.
Yeah. It's
well,
very cute.
Bees apparently go the same speed as a 747.
Yeah, you know, hey, they're fast. They got tiny little bodies.
Fast.
Oh, no.
No.
Tiny little bodies. It does kind of make me think bees are cute now. This movie, you
yeah.
know, like when he's eating
before?
Dinner with his little plastic knife.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think bees were cute before?
Not really.
Oh
no,
my God,
I had a
so
bad
fuzzy.
Image.
Why?
Yeah, I noticed this
so,
now. Maybe this movie really
adorable.
Changed me. Yeah,
so wait, as a
right.
bee expert, what made you become a bee expert if you thought bees were disgusting?
Well, they're filthy. They're like, they're sticky. They're like hanging out in a hive.
Uh-huh. All right.
It doesn't mean they're not fascinating.
That's a good
but
point.
But what do you care why I'm a bee expert? You don't even respect my ability as a bee expert. What do you care?
I do respect you very much, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, so Caitlin asked through B-mail, do bees have a voice box? Can they speak? Which I think is a great question for two great bee experts. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any knowledge on whether they have a voice box or not?
I probably said something last episode. Okay. No, I mean, like, clearly they do. They were talking in the movie.
That's a good point. Would you corroborate that?
No, they don't.
They don't? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got feuding, you know.
So they don't talk or they don't have a voice box?
They don't have a voice box.
Okay.
Hmm. Now, can they speak?
An important distinction.
Under quotes. Yes,
well, yeah, right. So they can't speak. They don't
okay.
have a voice box.
Okay, so both.
But they do create some sort of vibration, right?
Mm-hmm. They communicate in some way, right? They do, like, dance. A dance. Yeah. So sort of. They can kind of speak then, sort of.
Yeah.
But you're saying the movie, in the Bee Movie, maybe that's a bit exaggerated?
It's completely fabricated.
I don't remember the bees dancing in that. No, they do
they
dance.
Do, yeah.
They
at
do
the
dance.
Very end, they do, yeah.
But it's right. the same reason why cats and dogs don't talk. You know, they don't have the same anatomy that we do. They can't form words or sentences.
Mm.
Although, you know, I could argue my cat says no a lot.
Hmm.
It's fair.
Like it sounds like no?
Yeah.
Hmm. And probably just means no a lot of the time, too, being a cat.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, I got another call here on the Bee, or the Buzz Line, right? Is that what we're calling it? Yeah, Buzz Line. So here, let's see what we got here.
Hi, Mike Hayes. This is Tracy calling from Austin, Texas. And I was wondering, do bees like jazz? Do they? Do they like music? I know they, like, go ouch when they get bumped into each other, but... I don't know. Do they like music? Tell me. Tell me the answers. I would like to know about the bees. Not the birds, though. Fuck the birds.
Wow. Well, we got a lot of talk about bees and birds on these calls.
Well, I have to say, Tracy, you have a fantastic name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's a good name. A little biased, maybe. Yeah, so do they like music? Do you think bees... Famously in the movie, Barry B. asks about jazz music or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you think he likes jazz music for real?
Who cares?
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I don't find that question interesting. I mean, we all hear music, right?
Sure, yeah.
In our hearts.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's take another call on the Buzz Line.
Hi, my name is Amanda, and I have two questions for the bee. My first question for the bee is, how do you feel about people misidentifying bees as wasps? I know wasps are notorious assholes, and I know bees are relatively peaceful, and people get the two confused, because from a distance they look similar, and you're just like, ah, shit, it's a bee, or... Right? So wasps are giving bees a bad reputation, and I want to know, are you upset about wasps giving you that bad reputation and that people are scared of bees as a result of the actions of wasps? Or do you think being mistaken for a wasp has given you an advantage in life? Also, my second question for the bee is, do you feel like BuzzFeed should be giving you a percentage of their profits or some stake in their business, because BuzzFeed has clearly appropriated your signature sound, the buzz? I just want to say, I think you're great. Go Bees, and I'll take my answers off the air. Thanks.
Oh.
I don't know what that last part
answers off the air. I mean, we're going to give you right now. Though I think there's a little confusion. I think Amanda thinks that there's a bee who is an expert.
I was starting to think, did you invite a fucking bee, too?
Wait, what? Would that be a problem for you?
I would love to have bee friends here.
Yeah.
I don't have any bee friends.
I mean,
well, you don't talk to your bees?
No, I don't actually have any bees.
Wait, what?
What do you care?
Oh, I'm learning so
like
many
he's
things.
Looking at me like, what? Oh, I didn't know that about you.
I'm kind of happy I've got another bee expert on.
Yeah.
Well, I can most definitely say that bees are very concerned about cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, BuzzFeed should definitely give them some percentage.
That's
fuck wasps.
Yeah,
just
fuck
in
wasps.
General.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I don't like wasps.
They do, in the movie, they do say wasps are assholes or whatever.
Do they?
They don't say asshole, but they, something about wasps being bad or rude or something.
And they're not cute.
They are not cute. But they also, the movie also basically has that kind of BuzzFeed appropriation storyline in one of the many stories where it's the honey is being taken from the bees.
Mm-hmm.
They even call it appropriation at some point, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, cultural stealing, I think that's what they, but yeah. Now, you know, in the year 2019, we call it appropriation.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I've got another B-mail question here. This is from George. Do bees dance mirror any dances us humans do?
That's a really good question.
That's a great question. I don't know. Could bees tango or twerk?
I don't know if the field has actually identified the different dances that the bees are doing.
Really?
I've definitely seen bees twerk.
Okay.
Not tango.
What about floss? Do you think they can floss?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's a hard dance, and they're expert dancers.
They're agile little creatures. Yeah. They can probably do all of those, I think. All right, let's take another call.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I have a question about bees. What is it about bees that is just so dang irresistible to human women? Let me know, please. Thank you. Have a good one.
Great question. What is it about bees that is irresistible to human women?
I'll answer this one, Tracy. no, I'm just kidding.
No, what's your take on this? Yeah, please continue.
No, I got nothing.
Nothing?
They're so damn fuzzy.
Okay, so it's the fuzz factor?
Oh, they're so cute.
Okay.
I just want to be covered in bees.
Oh, yeah?
They're so cute.
So,
that sounds terrifying to me.
I'm getting... See, this is good that we do have two bee experts. I'm getting a different vibe from both of you. One of you is enthusiastic to probably a fault about bees, and the other one is just sour. And so it's an interesting, nice combination.
Do you think it may have to do with him redoing the episode, though?
It's an interesting theory. It could be.
It might be.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a bee pun right there.
Yes, it was.
Oh, all right, fine, it was. Okay, I've got no... So it's the fuzz factor. We've landed on it's the fuzz factor.
Definitely. It's the same reason why, you know, we have cats and dogs.
Okay.
You know, they're fuzzy little creatures. So cute.
It's fair. All right.
And they dance.
Yeah, cats don't dance.
Yes, they do.
Sorry.
But there is a movie called Cats Don't Dance.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Shut up.
Of course.
Is there?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Holy fuck, I'm going to watch that movie. I want to see Cats dance.
I think you'll love it.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous.
All right, well, I guess that's what we're doing after this. All right, I've got another B-mail question here. This one's from Brian, and he asks, according to all known laws of aviation, is there any way a bee should be able to fly? Which I believe is maybe a reference to the opening of the film, where they kind of say that they have fat little... They kind of fat-shamed the bees at the beginning, which is kind of rude. But, you know, that's a thing that comes up. So I don't know, do you guys...
Listen,
as bee experts...
This came up last time.
It did. I forget the answer.
And I forget what I said. Well, I'm beginning to think that maybe I'm not the bee expert I thought I was.
We'll just insert, like, here.
Okay, yeah, I'll play the clip of your answer to this kind of question previously.
Yeah.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way that a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway, because bees don't care what humans think is impossible.
That is ludicrous. That is a bunch of ludicrous bullshit, okay? First of all, what do they mean, all known laws of aviation? Like, the bee is flying.
Yeah, I have no idea why they don't think.
I'm telling you right now, the bee can fly, and it's fine. Like, no one's worried about it. I mean, I know what, so, like, I will say this. Like, the bee's wings flap, like, somewhat erratically. They don't flap at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, it's not super efficient, if that's what they mean. But it's not that, like, scientists are sitting around trying to figure out how in the world these bees can fly. That's not a thing. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's false. They started out on a, like...
It, yeah.
I mean, I think right now, like, you've kind of pushed me to the brink, right? Obviously.
Have I?
But, like, I just kind of think that it's a stupid question. Just like that other one from Tracy, right? Good name, not a good question. I mean, and now he's like, oh. I mean, it's clear they do fly, so what, I don't know.
And it's clear
that,
like...
This is another evangelical Christian trying to, like, prove science wrong or something. The only way the bee flies is from the grace of God.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you.
I will second, I don't really care about the question.
Okay. It's fair. Sorry, Brian. All right, well, we've got one last call on the buzz line, and so let's check that out, huh?
Hi, Mike. This is Zeph here, a long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to... I'm wondering about the Bee movie and then about the movie Cars. How come the cars in the movie Cars have teeth if their food is gasoline? What do they eat with those teeth? Thanks for... And once again, you know, a long-time listener, first-time caller... you know, I can't wait to hear your answer, and I'm a huge fan. I'm a total maniac. Love you guys. All right. Bye.
Wow. So, we're a different 3D animated movie.
Yeah, this is not about cars.
No. I actually thought that was me drunk. And when I first started playing that, I was like, oh no, what the fuck is this?
When did this call happen?
Good question, though, in my opinion. Yeah. Very good question. What the fuck are those cars doing with the teeth?
Okay.
If they're just using gasoline as their sustenance, right?
Oh, so you mean evolutionarily?
They don't make movies the way they made B-movie anymore. Did I say that
right?
Saying that B-movie is amazing, mm-hmm. Cars sucks, because they didn't think it through. See, B-movie thought it all through. There's no loose ends.
Bees don't have teeth.
Do they have teeth in the movie? Yeah, there's teeth.
There's definitely teeth.
Yeah, okay.
And cars have teeth because they eat people.
Wait, what? Oh, my. Oh, my. That might be a totally different episode. I mean, I guess I've also not seen the Cars movies from Pixar.
Because you keep watching Bee movie over and over again.
I can't stop.
Jesus.
I can't stop. Oh, shit. Well.
Really good question, though.
Great. Yeah, great question. Thank you. Thank you, Maniac. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys... How about we get some final thoughts on the Bee movie? And, you know, and then go watch that other Cats Don't Dance movie.
It's so good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, I don't know, Jeff, as the original Bee expert that is maybe questioning your career now, how do you feel about the movie?
Yeah, I don't know, when I went into this conversation, obviously I was angry at you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a little kind of over the movie, too. But, you know, I think actually having on another Bee expert kind of rekindled my love, A, for the movie,
mm-hmm.
and then B, made me realize, yeah, like, I'm in the wrong job. I don't know anything about bees. Although, to be fair, like, it's really, like, more of a passion of mine, I guess. Just my...
Okay.
My saying that I'm a bee expert.
But your passion is just saying it?
Yeah.
Are you not actually a bee expert?
It feels... Well, I am.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I mean, clearly just a subpar bee expert. That was your point. Here you go.
Didn't mean it that
way.
You got
what you wanted.
No, that's not what I wanted.
So, anyway...
Yeah, Tracy, how about you?
You know, I like the movie for what it is. I still, you know, believe that bees have the right mentality and that the future is female. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's just something we should think about.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think I just had a lot of fun watching this movie again for like the 20th time or something. And yeah, thank you guys for watching it with me. I had a blast. Had some good chuckles while watching, and we learned a lot. I think we grew while watching this and having this discussion.
Yeah, your goal may have been to deflate me, but I feel full of love and life.
Oh, Jeff.
I feel like I grew.
I'll give you a hug after this,
mm-hmm.
if you'll let me.
No.
No. We'll see.
You're going to have to earn it.
Okay.
You can't just say, I'm sorry, and then everything's fine.
Well, I am sorry.
Maybe take him to, you know, the...
Arboretum?
No.
Okay.
That sounds nice, though.
Okay, do that. You know, that sounds great.
Is that how you say that word? Arboretum?
I think so.
Arboretum? I don't know.
I like arboretum.
Okay. Well, whether it's right or not,
yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I was going to say the botanical gardens.
Oh, okay, yeah,
there's
yeah.
There's probably
yeah.
a lot of bees there.
And probably more, because I think an arboretum is a lot of trees, too,
mm-hmm.
which aren't as bee-y.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, none of us ever talked about, like, if we've been stung by bees. I feel like you could
have.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Well, we don't have to end it now. Tell me about your most horrifying bee moments. Let's get into the dirt here.
It's not my podcast, Mickey.
Please.
Maybe I should have brought in a second goddamn host.
Well, I can double as a co-host.
All right.
Okay. Next episode, Tracy's going to be
Tracy's
host.
Tracy's versatile. Yeah. All right. Well, Jeff, what's your most horrifying bee moment?
I was, like, chased by hornets. I'm not sure that counts as...
That's not a bee.
It's not a bee.
No, but that totally that. Validates, you know, hornets,
yeah.
Wasps, suck. They suck.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I've ever actually been stung by a bee, but I've been chased by... I was, like, mowing my lawn, and the hornets came after me. It was really scary.
Did they get you?
Yeah, I had, like, a lot of bites, I think. Oh, I was little.
Bites?
Stings.
Yeah, yeah. That one. Well, it's different with hornets.
Yeah. All right. All right, okay. They use the other end. Tracy, do you have any horrifying bee moments?
I mean, it wasn't horrifying. I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I lived in North Carolina, and we had like a huge forest. Like, I lived out in the middle of nowhere. There was a huge forest in our backyard, and I really loved to just explore the forest. And I guess I stepped over a hive that had fallen, and I got stung by a bee. And it was really interesting because, you know, it felt really itchy, and then I looked down, and it was on my leg, and I was just like, oh, no, and... yeah, and there was a lot of, like, baking soda and...
Oh, right.
Yeah, because you had to, like, get the stinger out.
What does the baking soda do?
I think it dries out the skin, so it's a lot easier for them.
You should get a bee doctor on next time.
Yeah.
And then have someone who's focused on medical bee things.
Yeah,
bee. A bee doctor, like, operating on people or bees? Or is it both?
Maybe it's both. Yeah.
Is it a
maybe
doctor,
that's what I want to be.
Is it a doctor that's a bee, though? Because that's a different thing.
Well, you can't be that kind of bee doctor.
Hey, not with that attitude. But maybe, I mean, you can't take a bee to the vet, right? So maybe there's got to be, bees got to go somewhere to get health care.
The bee doctor.
Yeah, they go to the bee doctor.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. That's a thing. That makes sense.
That's
now
me.
There are people who study bees, or study, you know, insects in general. But they're not insects, I should clarify.
Yeah, they're humans that study insects, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they study bugs.
Bugs, okay.
So maybe they are bee doctors?
Yeah, at least PhD-wise.
Yeah. I mean, someone who knows about bee anatomy, at least.
Yeah. I mean, they might not be MDs, but they've at least got... book knowledge.
Yeah. I would like to mention, though, that I think it was really funny that the bad guy in the movie, the lawyer guy, said that the parents weren't even his parents. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That, I didn't think about that until, I've seen the movie a bunch. I didn't think about it until this watch through, actually, when he says that. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe his dad is his dad, but his mom is definitely not his mom.
Yeah. Well.
And all the women are, you know, cousins, but the men are all brothers.
They
according
did.
To actual bee logic.
Yeah, there is a weird level of bee facts that are in the movie that I don't know for sure, but I assume are true because you just mentioned the cousins thing, and they do mention when they're trying to hit on those women bees, female bees, that they...
I mean, they're women if they want to be.
Hey, however they identify.
Mm-hmm. That was a bee pun.
Oh, very nice. rewind... however they want to identi-hive.
Nice.
No, it wasn't nice. That was bad.
It's like woke bee jokes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, if we remake it, Paul Feig gets on this, we can get a bunch of those in there.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys so much for being on and watching and, you know, be great. You being great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
yes.
for thanking me.
Thank you, Mike.
Well,
thank you.
I'll make it up to you. We'll go to the Arboretum or the Botanical Garden, whatever you want. And I'll let you pick out your own flower.
I can have any flower in the Botanical Gardens?
As long as no one sees you pick it.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we ended on a good note.
Yes. Yeah. All right, we've come full circle. All right, well, thanks for listening. Bee Movie Maniacs, buzz, buzz, buzz. Next up is going to be... Season 3 starts in 2 weeks, so get ready for that. It's
is that going to be Cats Don't Dance?
Cats Don't Dance might end up. We haven't finished recording all of Season 3, and now that I know it exists, it might happen. But there's a lot of fun stuff ahead. You guys are really going to like it, and I'm not going to do any sort of sales pitch now. So buzz off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Bye.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question? or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out! Touch them! They're touching themselves, and they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!